In seminary, there's always a point in those 6 to 8 years you spend there when you decide that you've had enough of seminary and you're ready to move on into priesthood. Those times when you're a little bit tired of preparing and ready to start doing. Of course, those years are very important in preparation, but you always long to get to the point where you're able to be a priest in the parish, practicing the things that you've been learning about. For me, that time when I grew tired of the seminary was about 3 hours after I showed up. But for most people, it's a little bit later. And it's a healthy thing, because there should be that impetus to want to get out and do the good work. But sometimes you have people that grew very comfortable in seminary because its pattern of prayer and study and the friendships that you make is a very comforting thing and a very easy life to get used to. And so there were always some who, when I was in seminary, had been ordained several years ahead of me. And they would come back on their vacations. This is especially true in Rome, where they would go to Rome for their vacation, which is fine. But instead of going out into the city, they would sort of relive their time in seminary. They would do their laundry in the laundry room. They would come up and hang out in the seminarian lounge and talk with us about their parish and so on. And it was a little sad because they were still trying to hold on to something of their past when they were called to go forth and be working out in the world to bring new disciples to Christ. Now that's sort of what the disciples around Jesus, the 11 apostles, are looking for, because they had experienced that time with Christ when he was teaching them how to pray and how to live, when they were eating with him, when they lived among him. And they were able to see him face to face. And this was about to change because he was about to ascend to his Father. And he knew that this would be difficult. The apostles knew that it was going to happen, but they didn't want it necessarily to take place right away. It says that when they saw him, they worshipped him, but they doubted. They doubted what their future would be like and what they were going to do in this new reality. But ultimately, Jesus was giving them a greater share in his life. Because when Jesus was on the earth, he was just able to be around a certain geographical area in Judea to serve the people in that area. But he always said that when he ascended to the Father, he would be able to send the Holy Spirit. And in that way, we have a closer relationship with Christ than the apostles did during his earthly life. Because we actually have the Holy Trinity indwelling within us. First through baptism, but then strengthened through all the sacraments. And especially on a weekly, or even more than weekly basis, in the sacrament of the Eucharist. Christ lives within us. And then we're able to take that power of the Holy Spirit and go all around the world to be Christ's voice, his hands, his feet. And that's how we spread the message of Jesus throughout all the nations. But again, it can be a little uncomfortable. Even at the beginning, when Jesus first rose from the dead, remember Mary Magdalene held on to Christ, and he said, "Don't touch me because I haven't gone to the Father yet." Well, that's because that embracing of Christ was, in one sense, a symbol of Mary Magdalene's desire to have Christ as she had him before, as a person that she encountered as an external reality. And it can be difficult. We can think that God's plan for us is not the way we want it to be, that it's something that we know better, and yet he always has something better in store for us. And that was the thing, that the apostles couldn't imagine something greater than having Christ in front of them. But God always has a deeper plan, a deeper knowledge of what has to be done. And so what can seem difficult in the moment brings us greater glory, because this indwelling of the Trinity means that God lives within us. And so now that Christ is within us, what does that call us to do? Well, the apostles went back and they prepared for what their mission would be. Because in the days following the ascension, they went back to the upper room and they prepared for Pentecost. And we too are preparing for Pentecost, which is taking place next Sunday. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. And it's also a time for us to renew that commitment to what the Holy Spirit is asking us to do. So how do we spend this week preparing for that coming of the Holy Spirit, for that renewal of His life of grace within us? Well, I would suggest spending some time praying every day to the Holy Spirit. One of the great prayers of the Church of the Holy Spirit is the Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Creator Spirit, which you'll find in the Missal, but it's also available online. And you can read it in English or in Latin. I do English. Father Shearer, I'm sure, does Latin. But if you have a chance to say that prayer each day in preparation, then you'll have a better understanding of what the Holy Spirit wants you to do at Pentecost. And who knows what that is? We know that the general guideline is to go out and make disciples of all nations. But for every one of us, that takes place in a different way. Maybe He's calling on you to reach out to somebody who has fallen away from the church, in your family, or in your neighborhood, to invite somebody to return to the church on a Sunday, to forgive somebody in your life from whom you've been estranged. Perhaps He's calling you to join an organization here in the parish, like the Knights of Columbus, or the Ladies of Hope, or the Legion of Mary. Whatever it is that He's calling you to do, it's time to respond to that grace. It could just be simply having a deeper prayer life and praying for those around us. Maybe that prayer that you began to pray these 7 days of preparation is something you continue on for the rest of your life. Whatever it is that the Holy Spirit is calling you to do, we know that He'll be with us during that mission because He dwells within us. So if we pray to our Creator Spirit, the Holy Spirit, these next 7 days, and then we respond to that grace on Pentecost, that's the way we carry on the great commission of Jesus Christ, to go and make disciples of all nations.